Hope you are doing good today.
Sorry, I got that pop-up. Can you please repeat what you just said?
So, Dipti, first thing is that the meeting is being recorded with your permission for academic purpose. I hope you are fine with it.
Yeah, sure.
So, good evening, and once again, nice to connect with you. And thanks for allowing me for taking the coaching session with you today and being your coach. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Great. And I also assure you that the discussion which we are having will have its own confidentiality and its own safe space. Also, you may take some time for yourself to center things around yourself if you want to. Just let me know once that's done.
Sure, I'm good to go.
Great. So, what would you like to discuss today, Dripti?
So, Saurav, I would like to talk about something that's been on my mind for some time. So, this is so I mean, I'll just give you a bit of context about myself and then what I want to address. So, I'm an introvert. When I observe myself in social settings, I'm not the most confident person. As I grow in my career, I've realized that networking with people outside, my usual circle is an important aspect for me to really groom myself in. While I understand this and I've been thinking about this and I understand the importance of networking and how it will help me grow in my career, but I'm somehow I've not been able to really do that. I've not been able to make that a habit or been able to do that naturally without hesitation. So that's something that would be helpful for me if we can, maybe have a conversation around that today.
Great. So I hear, Dipti, that you want to network with people more comfortably, and which would be away or out of your natural style, which you want to do, and you have decided that how to make an effort to move towards that. Also, you feel. I hear that you feel that will help you to grow and make your career more sensible, or the way you want to look at it. I also hear that you are keen to do it, but you're not very sure how to go about with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more there is some, I don't know, there is some resistance. I'm not sure if that is because I lack the techniques of how to do it or whether there's certain thought process that I need to overcome. I'm not sure about that.
So I hear that there is something in your thought process which will help you to come out of this. And can you tell me a bit more about your thought process which will help you?
So I'm not sure about what will help me, but so if I look at myself in a professional setting, I'm okay. I'm quite comfortable going and talking to people who I work with or I see value in. I know that there is a certain outcome to this conversation. Then I find myself quite okay going and speaking to people. But when I say networking with people, I mean that going out of my usual without any agenda possibly. Just meeting people who are probably in the same career space as me or in the same industry, because I feel that'll just open up a lot more opportunities for me. So that's what my thought process is. I'm not sure how I want to go about it, but That's a space that I want to work on.
So I hear that going out to people will help you in your career space. I also hear that you would like to do that more naturally, is what you are seeking for.
Naturally and more frequently, like whenever the opportunity presents itself, I want to be able to do that.
Can you tell me a bit more about career growth and opportunities which you shared?
Sure. So, I'm at a point in my career where, if I have to grow, whether it is in this organization or I decide to move out and freelance, either way, for me, I think opportunities will open up more by way of networking than the traditional means. So when I, talk to people, probably there are some projects that I can work on, certain roles which I might be interested in taking up. So I think after a certain level in your career, opportunities open up through networking. So that's the reason I feel that it's important for me to do that.
So, tell me more a bit more about moving into career roles, which you discussed networking will help you into. Can you tell me a bit more on that part which you are looking at?
So I don't have specific roles identified, but if so I mean presently I'm like leading talent. So presently I'm leading talent management in an organization. Now, if I were to maybe move out of this organization, or if I were to even within the organization want to go into another team, there are some formal methods to do that, but then I feel that not just in the role, but even like in terms of stretch assignments or some stretch projects. So that is something that will really help me grow in my career. So for that, I should be able to network a little more effortlessly. But then there is a hesitation or a resistance, and I mean I don't know, like if I'm in a new setting, I just don't know how to go about just initiating conversations with people. I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to understand how do I break the ice, how do I initiate conversations. So those are the things that I want to really work on.
So I hear that you want to break the ice for having open conversations. And I also hear you want to do that through the networking part. So it seems you are pondering on how to go about with your networking and doing that icebreaking part to feel more open to network. So, what are we exploring today?
I like I said, when I'm in a new social setting, I'm not quite sure how to begin conversations. And I want to find a way to, work around that. I mean, how do I equip myself enough to be able to confidently work through that conversation and really initiate networking with people.
So when you say equipped to walk through conversations, what does that mean to you?
So I mean, I don't know where to start. When I might, like, for example, if I walk into a room and I see a person and I know that I know this person is in the same field of work that I am, for example, and is quite well established, and but I just don't know how to start that conversation. So I don't know if it's an issue with, a skill set or if it's a mindset. And like I said, I have a very introverted tendency where I tend to overthink. So it's just working past all of what is going on in my head and just, starting the conversation. Because I think once I start the conversation, I can take it forward.
Okay. So, what makes starting a conversation important for you now?
Like I said, I think it will I'm exploring where I want to go in my career. I don't know whether I want to be which line I want to grow in, whether I want to be a specialist, whether I want to become a CHRO, whether I want to branch out and start freelancing. I'm really not sure. So right now I'm exploring, and now I'm trying to and especially for that, I feel that seeing what's out there, talking to people, understanding what are the opportunities out there, I think that will help me, at least take the first step towards wherever I want to go. It'll help me bring more clarity.
So, and what's the future impact you feel of conversations? Go out there, speak to people. What is the future impact of that for you?
I feel the impact will be huge if I'm able to really leverage on the conversations. Like I said, once I'm able to start conversations, I am able to derive some value out of it. So in terms of like I said, right now my entire thought process is on what is out there in the world, what can I possibly take up. So from that perspective, I think the future impact can be really huge if I'm able to work around this.
So, Dipti, what is the purposefulness of conversation and networking in your life?
I think I think as an as I mean, till now in my career, I have had access to opportunities through very traditional means, and where I have had the opportunity to work on something which came out of the blue, I have learned a lot. I have really learned a lot of new skills. I can see that I have grown while doing that, not just doing what the regular routine work. So from that perspective, I feel that if I'm I've also, like, for example, got projects in the past because of this, and it really put me on the map. It really put me on the map in an organization where I was able to actually contribute meaningfully. So from that perspective, I think going out of my comfort zone and being able to network will really help me. It'll not just help me grow, but it'll also help me get access to a lot of new things that I haven't been privy to right now.
Dipti, I hear going out of comfort zone. I also hear networking to get access to the new world or new set of professionals or people.
Hmm.
So it seems you are wondering on moving out of your comfort zone to network.
Yeah, that's definitely not my comfort zone at present. I mean, yeah, it's definitely not my comfort zone. So I want to move beyond that, where I mean, I want to and I'm sure that like anything, once I am able to initiate conversations and network well with people, once it becomes a sort of habit, then I'm sure I'll be able to, do it more effortlessly.
So, what's becoming clearer now, Diti?
So I mean, I think I just I know that I have to push myself when I have the opportunity in a network to kind of push myself to just begin conversations, however. Maybe that's one way to do it. Possibly I might need, I think I mean, I'm realizing through this conversation that I possibly don't, I also need to work on my skills. I mean, I think networking is a skill that can be developed. So I think I possibly need to also figure out what are the ways that what are the techniques that I can use to which will help me network. So I think that's something that I need to work on. Possibly when the next opportunity presents itself, I might be able to use them, and that might help build the confidence, probably.
So I hear you want to push yourself, and when you get opportunities, and work on your skills,
Yeah.
and so so what needs to shift in your perspective to get that push to network and on the opportunities which you get?
I think possibly one of the things is, I think I've told myself, I keep telling myself for way too long that this is an uncomfortable situation. I think I need to also change the narrative in my head that I can do this, and it's a very normal thing, and that you'll be good at it. And I think I need to have those conversations in my head. And also, like I said, getting the net the right skills and techniques of how to network might probably help me do that better. So I think, yeah, I need to keep telling myself, at least initially, that it's no big deal, and that you should just do it. That possibly might help.
And what will enable you to network, converse, or enhance your skills, which you just shared?
So I think I've been I'm fortunate enough to be in the midst of people who are good with networking, and maybe I can request them if they can mentor me, or at least help me with a few conversations about how I can go about it or how they do it. So maybe I can pick up if that's available, some kind of mentoring opportunity from someone who's good at it. That can possibly help me. Yeah, and I think maybe I mean, I think I've read literature and I've done some trainings, but maybe I can brush up on that and see. Possibly, when I go to such places, maybe to begin with, if suppose I have like a friend or a colleague with me, maybe, we can together also, maybe the conversations with both of us involved might also help me do that. I mean, it doesn't put me on the spot. So that might also help. So yeah, these are a few things I think I can do at least to begin with.
So, what are you discovering now, Diti?
I think now that I break it down like that, I mean, at the beginning of the conversation, I felt that this is a huge topic that I'm going to talk about. But then now that I've broken it down, I feel that it's doable. I think it's something that with a few steps I can do this, and I can. This is something that I can develop. So I feel a little more confident than I was at the beginning of the conversation.
So I hear you are feeling more confident and feeling this is doable, which you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with this new realizations, what new actions would be useful to make or take?
I think just yeah, so like I said, I mean, I think possibly like there are a lot of conferences and external workshops and seminars that keep happening, and I do attend a few of them. So maybe the next time I go to such meets, where I mean, I have nothing to lose. It's just all new people. I think I'm going to push myself to really, start having these conversations. Like, I'm going to seek out people who I feel might add value, and I could have interesting conversations with. So, I think I will start having those conversations. And before that, like I said, I would also want to have a few conversations with a mentor and possibly, go through some, I don't know, some material or some trainings to help me on how to develop this skill. So, yeah.
And what resources you think you would need to take them?
I think nothing much. I think it's I do have access to whatever I need to do to get started with this. I just need to figure out who can be a mentor to me on this. That's the only thing I need. And yeah, I think it's just me being able to take out the time to do that. That's all.
And how will you be accountable to these actions?
20 minutes done, but you're doing well. Go ahead.
So how will I be accountable to these actions? That's an interesting question. Because considering that there's no urgency to this, so I'm not sure. So possibly I might need to, I mean, I need to hold myself accountable for this. I might need to, I think I'll go and write it down in my to-do list. And I'm possibly by this weekend, I will, shortlist whatever, training I want to do, or whatever, additional reading up that I need to do. And yeah, and I think by this, by next week, I might also want to finalize on the mentor for this. So yeah, I think I'll just start writing it down. I'll maybe add a page to my journal about what I do on this.
That's great. And who can help?
I mean, possibly we can have another conversation around this maybe 6 months down the line. I mean, this conversation has been helpful. So maybe at that point of time, with some experience, if there's anything that we can discuss. That would be nice.
Anything else you would like to share, Dipti?
No, I think this conversation has been very helpful. So, it feels good. It feels like I said, just the realization that this is something that's doable is a big thing for me. So, that's been very helpful. And thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
So, are you okay to close this session then?
Yeah, sure.
So, thank you, Dipti. Thanks for sharing your thoughts freely and openly.